Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver's here, too. I'm glad she's here. She's a new friend, and she is a career expert. She's also an etiquette expert. She's written about this topic, talked about this topic but for a long time, and has had many articles published in many of the great publications out there. She's written a number of books on the topic, including 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions, which is her new book, and she's here to talk to us about that very book. Vicki Oliver, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Vicki, etiquette. I love talking about etiquette because I'm so darn bad at it. I always need help. It's not that my heart's not in the right place, Vicki, but guys really mean well. We just don't always know the rules, and there are so doggone many rules.
Yeah, I don't think it's a guy-girl thing.
Oh.
I think that none of us really know the rules, and the only problem with that is that sometimes things come up where we're like, oops, I should have known that.
You know what? You know the best thing I learned about etiquette, at least eating etiquette? BMW.
What is that?
Bread, water, what is it? No, what's in the one in the middle? bread on the left, water on the right.
I don't know, meal?
No, yeah, exactly. I guess that's what that is. Maybe so. But no, if you're, you know how you're at these round tables, everybody's crunched together and you don't know which water glass is yours and which
yes.
bread plate is yours. Well,
yes.
bread is, whichever one's on the left of the plate, that's yours. That's the bread.
Yes.
Plate. So bread and then the water's on the right. So
that's
I guess
right.
whatever's in the middle,
the
whatever's in the middle belongs to you. That's the only thing I figure out.
Okay? Although if somebody does, you know, drink your water, then I feel
oh, you
like
take
you
them out.
Take
you
the
take them out. You don't let
water.
Them get away. You don't let them get away with that, Vicki. You take them out.
No, I mean you have to let them get away with it.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to let them get away with it. If they eat your bread, you're supposed to eat the other person's bread.
Well, then that starts a vicious cycle all around the table.
I know it does. It does.
Then,
it does.
Then,
but
then
that often happens that somebody will drink your water or somebody will eat your bread.
Then mayhem breaks out all across the whole.
It is. It's the decline of civilization.
Exactly.
We know it,
exactly.
But still.
All because
you should not say to the waiter, excuse me, you know, that person just drank my water. Or
I'm reporting
other
you for
bread.
Drinking my water. Well, see, this is why people should listen to my show, because when they do, they learn things like BMW.
Yes, I like
just
that.
Remember the car thing. Okay, so you're a young person, Vicki.
I'm fairly young.
And yet, pieces of advice you give is you tell men to stand up, to rise when women stand up or arrive or leave a table. That's kind of old-fashioned.
I know. See, I believe that...
You're romantic, aren't you, Vicki?
Yes, but I also believe that there is nothing wrong with old-fashioned courtesy. Like, if you open like today, you don't really have to open doors for people. Like, guys, you don't have to open doors for people. But I feel like, why not?
Why not
open doors for people? It separates you. It's just like, you know, maybe today you could get away with an email, but why not write the personal thank you note? You know,
well, I'm glad you're bringing this up, Vicki, these things up, because I'll tell you something. There is something special, something enduring, something endearing about the richness of human interaction, and so whenever we do these things, whenever we take the time, regardless of the gender, we take the time to be a little bit warmer, a little bit friendlier, a little bit more helpful, a little more courteous. That does exactly what you and I were talking about the table thing, the anarchy at the table. It's the opposite of that, isn't it?
Yes. You just have an opportunity to separate yourself by being a little bit more old-fashioned, if you will, courteous, cordial to people. If somebody elderly enters a restaurant, you know, and they're coming to your table, I mean, you should always stand.
Yep.
Always. You don't have to, because today anything goes, in a sense.
Right.
Anything goes. But why not? You show that, you know, you have, you care, you show respect for that person. And in a way, if you're working, it positions you as being, you know, more promotable, more of an ambassador.
Right.
For your company.
Well, and think about what it says about you. It says that you're not so self-absorbed that you can't pay attention to other people around you.
Right. It shows
that. And that's
that.
That's a big deal. And I'll tell you something. That's a lesson that we really, that all of us, all generations really need to focus on. But here's there is one thing that women have to do, though, Vicki. Whenever a man, if I stand up when another man's wife comes to the table, she can't hit him on the head and say, "Why don't you do that, you jerk?"
Right.
See, because
that's
then he
true.
Looks at then he looks at me like, "Yeah, you got me in a lot of trouble, dude." Okay,
right.
So ladies, don't do that. Just say thank you and sit down. Be quiet.
Right, right. I mean, as a just at the table, as a general rule, if you're in a restaurant and then some of the people in the party are arriving late, as a general rule, it's just polite to stand quickly, very fast. When they arrive, say hello and then quickly sit down.
Well,
it's
automatic.
Just polite.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. Young men, if you're sitting down and someone comes to the in the room, especially an older person, and they want to shake your hand, don't stay seated. Get up off your backside, stand up, and stick your hand out.
Right. Because if you don't, you just automatically, the person then turns off to you, and then they don't, you know, impressions are made in a second, basically.
That's right. That's right.
And you have that 1 second, and then after that, let's say you don't stand up for whatever reason. After that, then you have to fight the whole night to make up for that
gaffe. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. These are good tips, folks. If you're, especially if you're looking for a job, if you're out there trying to make a good first impression, you need to bank all the goodwill you can early on, don't you, Vicki?
Yes, I mean, there are studies, like let's say you're looking for a job. There are studies that the interviewer will make up his or her mind about you within 2 minutes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's not the whole 40 minutes of the interview. It's the first 2 minutes that really count.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the time, if the impression is good, chances are the interviewer is saying, "Oh, I really like that person. I really like that person." And you've got it made.
Yeah.
And if it's bad, then the person, you can't really get the job.
Mm-hmm.
So all the more reason to sort of
and
look
the
person in the eye, you know.
And this person is not, a lot of times that first 2 minutes is reactionary. It's not intentional how they feel about you.
Right.
Hold on to that thought, Vicki. We've got to take a quick break. The book is called 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. Vicki Oliver is our conscience for the day. 20 after. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.